Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump marking 100 days in office in Michigan today as new polls put his approval rating at the lowest point of any president in the past 80 years at the 100-day mark, partly because of the economic moves he's made so far.
President Trump's tariffs leading to global uncertainty. His 145% tariffs on China remain in place. And 72% of voters say they think it's very or somewhat likely the president's policies will cause a recession in the short term.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. President Trump presiding over the worst first 100 days for the stock market since Richard Nixon. The Conservative Party had been on the brink of victory in Canada following former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's nearly decade in office. However, anti-Trump sentiment helped the Liberal Party surge back, Prime Minister Mark Carney winning re-election on Monday. Four killed when a car crashed into a school in central Illinois in the town of Chatham, south of Springfield. The victims were between the ages of 4 and 18. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I've spent my life in rural America, and I've attended a lot of farmer meetings over the years. And at every single one, there's been a pot of hot coffee. We drink a lot of coffee in this business, and those costs look set to rise even more. I'll have details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. First awarded in 1995, the Farm Progress High Cotton Awards highlight the top growers in the four main cotton belt regions of the United States. These growers showcase their operations' progressive practices, involvement in the industry, and their focus in conservation.
We're excited to announce the winners of the High Cotton Awards with Brent Murphy, the senior editor at Delta Farm Press. Hear this from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yes, coffee prices have been on a wild ride over the past several years. After spiking to 10-year highs in 2022 due to weather problems and supply chain issues, prices dipped slightly in 2023 as production improved. But in 2024, and so far this year, renewed drought concerns, particularly in Brazil, have sent prices climbing again, pushing Arabica coffee futures back to multi-year highs. Now, Brazil, the world's largest coffee producer, is forecasting a decline in its 2025-26 coffee crop by just shy of 7% compared to the previous cycle, primarily due to dry weather conditions last year. Arabica coffee production, in particular, is expected to drop significantly, nearly 14%, while the Robusta variety may offset some of that decline with an increase of just shy of 8%. These supply concerns have already influenced the market. Early this year, Arabica futures surged to their highest levels in over a decade, reaching over $4.40 per pound, more than double the price from just a year ago. Carly Garner, a commodity strategist at DeCarly Trading, notes that the coffee market is experiencing heightened volatility. She suggests that traders and consumers alike should brace for more price swings as the market reacts to supply disruptions and global economic uncertainty. Adding to the pressure, major coffee companies are signaling price increases. Keurig Dr. Pepper's CEO Tim Cofer has warned of potential price hikes for coffee products later this year, citing rising costs driven by green coffee inflation and new tariffs. For consumers, this means the average price for a pound of ground roast coffee in the U.S. has increased to $7.39 as of March of this year. That's up from $6.32 last year, nearly a 20% increase in less than a year. I'll have more when we come back.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn, 428, May 431, June 431, new crop, 390. Cash beans, 972, May 977, June 978, new crop, 945. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, 441 and a half, May 441 and a half, June 445 and a quarter, new crop, 4 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn, 435, May 445, June 452, new crop, 401. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn, 425, new crop, 4 even, cash beans, 972, new crop, 959. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 430, new crop, 4 even, cash beans, 972, new crop, at 950. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 448, May, 448, June, 454, new crop, 411, cash beans at 1017, May, 1017, June, 1025, and new crop at 976. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and May corn, 427, new crop, 394, cash and May beans, 983, new crop, 962. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, 192 to 218, Holstein fed cattle, 174 to 199, market cows, 119 to 143, bulls, 172 to 186, and calves, 335 to 1290. Beef steers, 220 to 455, Holstein steers, 187 to 420. Sheep markets, market lambs 300 and down, light lambs 300 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 112 and down, goat markets, does 360 and down, bucks 310 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor. Or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few clouds this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight will be mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shadow. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. Man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. Waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. She's some kind of truth.
people say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. I think about you.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole. Took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. John Anderson and Seminole Wind here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s. Still have some thunderstorms in the region as well, but our weather's going to be much quieter. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. We'll also have our newsmaker segment as well coming up in next hour as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A program is helping to transition veterans into agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You've heard the adage, food security is national security. Few people take that more seriously than veterans in agriculture, such as Matthew and Kara Rutter, who have established Project Victory Gardens in South Carolina to bring more former service members onto the farm. Kara says Project Victory Garden does this through a number of methods.
We have an internship program for transitioning service members that are interested in farming and agriculture. We do a program called Farmer Boot Camp that we do five or six times a year. And that's a great kind of introduction to farming and the business side of things, as well as getting your hands dirty on the farm.
She also says they are introducing veterans to the growing industry of agrotourism.
We're running the first cohort of our agrotourism incubator program currently, so they'll come up to our farm in June, and that's been a really great program. And with that, we've launched Farms of the Brave, which is a marketing and branding program for veteran-led agrotourism farms, and we're registering farms in North and South Carolina now, and in 2026, we plan to take that national.
Matthew tells us Project Victory Gardens is part of the Department of Defense Skills Bridge program, which helps military members transition into their next career.
The military allows veterans in their last, 4 or 5 months of service to go intern somewhere. And so we wrote the curriculum and designed this internship program, and it's based off of a consortium. And we can bring any veteran that's getting out of the military that gets approval by their chain of command into South Carolina and put them on anything that smells like agriculture, but any farm in South Carolina, any farm business, farm bureau, farm credit, anything that is associated with agriculture or ag adjacent, we can place them.
You can find out more on the program by visiting projectvictorygardens.org. That's projectvictorygardens.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few clouds this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight will be mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado and I ice down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, what you say? Picking wildflowers. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating, yeah. Dive in like honeybees. Baby, what you say we go? Picking wildflowers. Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours.
Last time I saw her, it was turning colder, but that was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder, but where she's now, I don't know. But there's something about this time of year that spins my head around. Takes me back, makes me wonder what she's doing now. 'Cause what she's doing now
and empty in my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now. Just for laughs, I dialed her own number, but no one knew her name. Hung up the phone, sat there and wondered if she'd ever done the same. I took a walk in the evening, clear my head somehow. But tonight I lie here thinking, what's she doing now? 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows that what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks and what she's doing now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s this morning. We will have much quieter weather here today, and it's going to be cooler as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Well, the spread of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle can be traced to one spillover event from a wild bird, researchers report. That raises concern over the growing pandemic risks as the virus evolves and leaps between species. A specific strain, the H5N1, that spread globally has infected wild birds, poultry, and mammals, including a small number of humans, underscoring the pandemic potential. Now, investigators checked on how this one strain evolved and spread following its arrival in North America in late 2021. They say they figured out that it probably happened from a single spillover event from an avian source in mid to late 2023 in Texas. And that's where it jumped from the birds to dairy cattle. And that followed by several months of undetected cow-to-cow transmission. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. For years, livestock groups and veterinary science associations have been warning about the shortage of large animal veterinarians across rural America. The University of Illinois recently launched a new program that it hopes will alleviate some of the shortage. I'll have more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air